whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Ryan, I mean, you stayed this morning with Alex and JJ. Just what kind of opportunities that for you, I guess?
Yeah, just trying to move around the lineup, shake something up, hopefully get some offense going, and we can win the game tonight.
But when you move around the lineup, do you just stick to like what makes you successful? Do you try to adapt, or like what do you do, I guess, when you move around the lineup?
Yeah, I just try to play my game. Obviously, different line mates got to adapt to different play styles, but. Yeah, I think most of the time I play my game.
Talk to me about the penalty kill. Through it all recently, the penalty kill has really shined. Maybe 6 or 7 games now. The 5-on-3 goal, but 5-on-4, it's been close to perfect. What's been happening with the penalty kill? It's been going well.
I think we're committing to doing the right things. We're not cheating the game, and we're getting clears when we need them. Getting a lot of blocks and good goaltending.
Is it a lot of desperation, too? I mean, if you get a lot of block shots, that's usually coming from desperation?
For sure, yeah. I mean, it all starts with Oopie back in the net. Oopie or Rhymes, whoever's playing. They're our best penalty killers, so they've been great. And, yeah, we're trying to help them as much as we can.
When we're talking 5-on-5 defense, started maybe late against Colorado and against Vegas, you guys weren't taking the middle away as well in 5-on-5 defense. How can you guys get back to, taking the middle away and doing those types of things to be better defensively?
Against Colorado and Vegas, they're two good teams. They got a lot of high-end skill. They're going to expose you if you give them time and space. And I think we just got a little too hesitant at the end of those games, start of Vegas, and they're going to take advantage of you.
When you're out there against a guy like Ovechkin, how do you approach that, especially him? You know what he can do. Pretty soon he's going to be the all-time leading NHL goal scorer. How do you approach that when he's on the ice?
Just helping him know when he's out there. Limit the amount of time so he could have the puck in the ozone. And obviously got to get in the lane or get the puck off a stick when he's about to shoot it.
Especially when you're killing the penalty. You know exactly where he's going to be.
Exactly, yeah. Try to keep away from that one-timer.
You improve offensively like you were early in the season. What's working for you, I guess? What's happening?
I don't know. It's really tough to pinpoint it, but just, made it a little more confidence. Gosh, get a few more bounces.